opened her letter. Sure enough, it contained an invitation to be present at the marriage of Christine Fairley. "How jolly!" exclaimed Patty. "Of course you'll go, Caddy. You'll have a chance to wear that lovely organdy of yours at last." "It was sweet of Chris to invite me," said Carrie. "I really didn't expect it."
"Well, I did.
Wasn't she your most intimate friend when she lived in Enderby?"
"Oh, yes. But it is 4 years since she left, and some people might forget in 4 years. But I might have known Chris wouldn't. Of course I'll go."
"And you'll make up your organdy?"
"I shall have to," laughed Carrie, forgetting all her troubles for a moment, and feeling young and joyous over the prospect of a festivity.
"I haven't another thing that would do to wear for a wedding. If I hadn't that blessed organdy, I couldn't go, that's all."
"But you have it. And it will look lovely made up with a tucked skirt. Tucks are so fashionable now. And there's that lace of mine you can have for a bertha. I want you to look just right, you see. Enfield is a big place and there'll be lots of grandees at the wedding. Let's get the last fashion sheet